Hey, welcome to Intentional Living again. Dr. Randy here, along with Andrew, who's back helping out today. And Stephen, I hope you had a great weekend, celebration of the 4th, moving into the 250th anniversary of America. Next year is going to be a great celebration, isn't it? This was good, but next year, wow, got a lot to be thankful for, even though the discouragement of some people who are disrespecting America today, it's unfortunate. When we live in the greatest land. I've been around the world, parts of the world, and it's always nice to come back home. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We're going to continue talking about influence and the power of influence. I got me thinking about that when I came into the show last week about that's the big thing today. People are making millions of dollars by being an influencer online, over 50 million so-called influencers. In fact, I read this. It said that in just one day back in October of 2021, two of China's top live streamers sold 3 billion dollars worth of goods, which is roughly three times Amazon's average daily sales. And that's, you talk about influence. The reality is we all influence each other, and sometimes it's a positive thing and sometimes not so much. And so as you think about it, who is it that has influenced your life the greatest, and in what way? Okay? Give me a call here, 888-888-1717. Melissa, you're up first. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Randy?
Good. Who is it that's influenced your life?
Oh, it was my grandmother.
Oh.
She was a prayer warrior. From the time I can remember, back then we had our home phones, and there would be a prayer chain going out, and I would see her immediately get on her knees and begin to pray. Hmm. She really impacted my life, which now, as a grandmother, I am so thankful for that.
So you really, you modeled, you wanted to model what grandma was like.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And so my daughter, my grandkids have seen it through me, and thankfully they've learned as well. But throughout I serve with Family Life Ministries as a prayer lead, prayer director, and interceding.
Great.
For marriages and families and giving back. That's such a blessing, because learning the power of prayer, putting it in use, not in just my life, but helping others, it's just a blessing.
Amen. Well, I hope Grandma can hear from heaven. I don't know. I know we have a great cloud of witnesses, but if Grandma could tune in for a minute, I bet she would have been really happy to hear that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
That's great. Well, carry on. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. It's interesting. Last week, if you missed the show, listen to it back on the 3rd of July, the first part of this. We had, I think, at least two of the calls were about grandparents. Grandma in particular. Come on, Grandpa, where are you? But grandmas were showing up and the impact they have in their grandkids' lives. That's really something. All right. Let me go to Felicia in Michigan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dr. Randy?
Appreciate your call. Who is it that's influenced your life?
Randy, honestly, it is the Lord himself. He's been really helping me, leading me from the darkest of my time, breaking generational curses due to believing in other gods, such as witchcraft, doing a lot of things, also with the pain, the suffering. I felt like I deserved it. I felt like this was all I was going to get out of life. And then, he's been just leading me, showing me a better way, and showing me that he is there for me. And he's not going to give up, but it's up to me. Rather, I seek him, to keep seeking him and try to help as many people and quit fearing what the enemy can tell me in my mind and just step out and do it. And he's working on me, though. I'm at a working moment right now to work on myself, because yes, I was angry. There was just a lot going on, and he's just shown me so many beautiful things, and the Holy Spirit, and he's leading me through, ministries and people's prayers, and Christ Jesus's prayer is literally, I think, the only thing that has really saved my life, honestly, fully from the grips of hell.
It sounds like you've had quite a journey in your life. When did you have this?
5 years.
And how long when did you give your life to Christ? Get serious about this.
Honestly, when I was a little girl, I went to church and stuff, you know, like my family didn't want to go to church. So I've always had that passion to lean into it. I don't know. I've wanted to learn about him. Friends were like, hey, do you know him? I said, no. So I started to go. And just as I got older, you know, things happened and I started to use and walked away from him quite a few times. Every time he kept pulling me back, and this time it was like, hey, honey, you don't even understand what has a grip on you. We need to break this, and let's do it together. You're not alone. Even if everybody else turns it back on you, I got you, you know. And right. it's him, and I know it is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, listen, I can hear it. You hear the passion. You just hear the joy of what God's doing in your life, Felicia. And I'm glad you're listening to radio today, too. I hope we can play a little part in that journey with you through the music you listen to and the words and the encouragement of our team, and mostly from God's Word. And let me say that one of the things that I'm passionate about as we go through this next year with intentional living, the small part that I can play in ministry, is how do we take God's Word and we really apply it intentionally. What is God's intention for the real pain points in our life? Not generally, but specifically. I'll give you an example. Some of you have wrestled with anxiety, worry, and fear. We know it's one of the top things on the list of what people struggle with. And so how do we take, what does the Bible teach us that we can be intentional about? Here's an example. The Bible says to us, when it comes to anxiety, worry, and fear, that we're to be anxious for nothing, it says. But in everything, through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God, and then the peace of God will come. In other words, peace is conditional. We just don't wake up in the morning and say, boy, I want peace today. The Bible says, then peace will come, through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. So I thought about what are the intentionals? What are the top 10 things you can do that are God's intention that will bring more peace to your life? Prayer, supplication. That's not a word we use. We don't go around and say supplication today. But supplication is really, it's a high degree of request. I mean, it's like almost begging, Lord, I need you today. And then, of course, with thanksgiving, gratitude changes our mind. Being in the present, telling ourselves the truth, changing our focus, breathing, relaxing. These are things that we can do. And so one of the passions that we have at our ministry here is, as thinking about Felicia and how the Lord is making a difference in her life, is taking the practicality of Scripture and saying, what are the top 8 or 9, 10 things that are specific things that can be acted on from Scripture when it comes to a better marriage? You're struggling with addiction, you're struggling with anxiety, you're struggling with worry, whatever it may be. And that's part of our passion, ultimately, for followers of Christ who've given their life to Him. And that's why we do this. Powerful. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back today talking about influence and who's most influenced your life.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I appreciate you doing that. Thank you, Kurt, for the reminder. It was just a week ago now, on the 30th of June, that we wrapped up our fiscal year. And boy, candidly, we went into that last day, June 30th, on Monday. And I thought, boy, the need is there. We're about 3% short of being fully funded for the year to be able to carry on with the ministry that we have projected. And boom, you all prayed and called. And what a faith-building experience for all of us. I want to thank those of you who did that and were part of that. And those who are supporting on a regular basis, you're just monthly auto-giving. It comes right on in, helps us reach more people. Thank you for doing that. If you want to be a part of a mission and a challenge of reaching people for Christ, seeing people come to Christ, homes restored, marriages saved, and young people waking up to a relationship with their Creator, thank you for supporting Intentional Living. And you can do that when you go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, click on the little icon, or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Nancy. The person that influenced me most in my life was my dad. As a very young child, he mentioned that if I had the faith of a mustard seed, I could move mountains. And I never really fully understood that until I progressed through life and had a family of my own. And another thing he used to teach us kids as we were growing up, when we were going through a hard time, he'd always say, look to the 121st Psalm. Look to the 121st Psalm. He said, that's gotten me through a lot. That's taken me through a lot. And I went through a very traumatic experience being involved in an active shooter situation. And when I was hunkered down in the closet, waiting for everything to quiet down and get over with, it was as if my dad was in the closet with me and he was just saying, remember the 121st Psalm, honey. Remember the 121st Psalm. And that brought such peace through that time. And so I'd have to say it was my dad.
Thank you, Dad. Dads make a difference. Let's move on. Beth, you're next. Who is it that's been influencing your life?
A few different people. Of course, my mother and father, they had, you know, the mother, the love, and my dad more of the independence. But it brings me back to when I was about five. My grandmother was a dietitian, and she would have to go in early to the hospital, and she got mugged.
Mm.
Yeah, she was okay, but shaken up, of course. And so the cop, which was actually one of our neighbors, he came in and he chatted with us. And he said, when you walk, you have to carry yourself high and proud and strong. And you can't cower and be afraid. And even at five, just hearing that really stuck with me throughout my whole entire life on how just to carry myself.
And have you lived a life with more confidence than you think maybe others have?
I do, because I'm not afraid to talk to anybody or be around anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can walk through a dark alley or walk at night. I just have that.
Hmm. Man, listen, that's interesting how it wasn't a family member, but in this case, a police officer. I think those in authority, think about the impact you can have. Unfortunately, today we have a lot of people in different points of authority. The influence they have is not so positive when it comes to their lifestyle. And I'm always just baffled and shake my head when I see certain people who have been obviously involved in things or doing things, and yet they have these huge followings of influence. I'm thinking, why would I want that to be an influence in my life? I don't know. All right, Brian, You're next. Who's influenced you?
My mother raised six boys. We were all boys, and got divorced when I was only a year old. And she worked at Motorola, blue collar job, and she got us to a parochial grade school where we learned the love of God each day. And so she just really sacrificed so much. And I remember when she had trouble, she'd just say, you know, you didn't ask to be brought into this world. And she gave so much that her love of God. And you talked about your dad not having a big education. She just graduated high school, and just she loved God. She knew he would provide. And there was a lady at church about 15 years ago, and I didn't even know who she was. She said, you know, in this day and age, you and your brothers would all be, you know, in jail, basically, that your mother and this church did such a wonderful job. And so when you have that love of Christ on a daily basis, it can't help but resonate.
Yeah. What one thing has that made a difference? A lot of things, but one thing that comes to your mind, what is it that most greatly impacts you today from your mom and how you choose to live your life?
Being married, I wanted to be a great dad, and my father wasn't around, so it was just showing them the love of God each day. And like you said, I work in hospitals and surgery, and so I greet everybody, because most people that are there, they're not there because they want to be there. And so it's like, how can I converse with them, and how can I make a difference? Because you never know what that's gonna turn into. And so it's definitely a God moment.
Yeah, and there's probably the scariest moment in their life.
Right.
And you're there.
Yep, I talked to a lady who had lost her mother, and I'd lost mine like 3 years ago. And it was just like, it was a chance to celebrate her mother and find the positives even in that weak human moment of knowing that she was gone. You know, it's you got to turn it around, because God's got more for you to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for what you're doing there medically and in surgery. Keep doing it. Impacting. Boy, do we need someone to encourage us and influence in a positive way at those critical moments in life. That's for sure. That's great. All right. How about brothers influencing brothers? Wow. Elijah, what's your story? Who's influenced your life?
My younger brother, Isaac, actually has been quite an influence in my life lately. Obviously, we grew up together. We're a family of six, so one of six siblings. Uh-huh. There's quite a few of us. Me being the one of the two boys, I was the older brother, so I always felt like it was really my role to be an influence to him. And, you know, growing up, I'd always do my best to do so. As I got into my college years, I kind of fell away from my faith a little bit. Would still go to church and everything, but just wasn't really making it a firm purpose to grow more in my faith and my relationship with God. But my younger brother, these past 2 years, he really has dove deep into his faith and has gotten involved with a lot of outreach and youth groups activities and things like that. He is a camp counselor, and he's actually now living with me, my one and only roommate now. And just seeing him and his daily prayer morning and evening, and the time he'll spend reading the Bible, it's really just been an encouragement to me to see him doing that. And while I have been doing better, or working on doing better with having a daily prayer routine like that, having him share what he's been doing and what he's learned and what's changed in his life since he's been growing in his faith, it's really been encouraging to me. And I just find it funny how, you know, God can work where, you know, I initially was the influence to him growing up, but now he's really been someone I've been looking up to lately.
That's fantastic. Have you told him so?
I have. I probably could go a little bit more into it though with him. I probably should.
Well, you know, what's interesting as I hear your story is that you don't have to be old to be an influence. Young people, come on. You make a difference too. I'm thinking of that passage in 1 Timothy 4 where the Apostle Paul was mentoring Timothy. The book of Timothy, of course, is a book where we see the relationship so often between Paul and this young pastor. And Paul says here, he says, don't let anyone look down on you, Timothy, because you're so young. It's easy, though, to look down at people because of their age, either too old or too young. But Paul says, hey, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and purity. If you want to have God's intention when it comes to be an influence in someone's life, and that's ultimately what we want to we want to come from a show like today. Paul says, here it is. Be an example, be an influence in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity. What you say, where you go, how you interact, and your priorities in life. Pretty powerful. 1 Timothy 4:12. If you want to have a verse to memorize and apply to your life when it comes to being an influence, there it is. 1 Timothy 4:12. Beautiful. All right. Eric, you're up next, my friend. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Dr. Randy. My friend was Bill Joslin. And this man, when I had a real problem in my life and got arrested, and nobody in the church wanted to be around me, he showed me compassion, and he said, we've all made mistakes. Come on. And when I knew he really accepted me was when he had a coming-to-age party for his son, and he picked me as one of them to be one of the guys. And I thought that was so neat. He said, Eric, you have stuff to teach my kid. And he invited me, and he was a friend of mine. We joked, we laughed. And when the Lord took him home in 2005, I actually spoke at his funeral, and I just shared my heart. And I had people coming up to me and say, thank you, Eric. And he knew what I could be.
And what did you become?
More compassion for people who've had trouble with the law and stuff. Because he taught me, you got to love the people, you know. Don't look at the bad, look at the good, you know.
Right.
And to this day, he is one of the guys, if you ask me who's one of my biggest influences was, I will always say him. And I even got to tell his wife that he made an impact in my life. And his wife's like, I never knew that, Eric. And thank you. Mm. And so that is my guy. And you met him. He went to one of your conferences in Michigan years ago.
Wow. Well, I'm glad he did. And let me ask you, how are you doing today,
Eric? I'm doing good. I'm one of those guys that goes and talks and visits with people who are kind of the outcast. And I'll sit and talk with them and joke with them and laugh. And because of him doing that with me, I do that for, I say, I want to show that to other people. So I do it as much as I can. And the Lord has had me go into places where people are like, how did you go there? Mm. I did it. And they're like, okay.
We can only influence other people if they allow us to. You can only influence your kids, your grandkids, your coworkers. Even on the radio, we can only influence people if they allow us to. If they don't, they turn us off, right? People are making millions of dollars online influencing each other. With a lot of nonsense, I'm sure, some practical, but much of it is questionable. An excerpt from the teaching this month that's available to you because of the loving support and prayer of our team members and members all around the country. You can come and join us today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours. Our staff love talking to you. At 888-888-1717 is the number. All right, got a little time here. Let's go. Hurley, I think you're next. Who's been an influence in your life?
That'd be my son, my 20-year-old son. I have 5 boys, but he's my middle child, and he's been a big influence in my life lately. Like, he's amazing.
How?
My second son got diagnosed with schizophrenia, and I almost lost track of God, and he is very big on God, and he was like, I'm going to pray for you. You know, every time that I get off track a little bit, he's like, no, Mom, you got to focus on God, you know. Just keeps me straight forward on that right path, and he's been great. If it wasn't for him and God, you know, I would probably have lost sight of him and the right path.
Interesting.
He's always making sure that I definitely remember God and remember if it wasn't for God, you know, and God's here and, you know, all it's always about God with him. And he's been so great. I'm actually picking him up here in a little bit and I'm just going to let him know, hey, I just picked you as my influencer. You know, I thought about it when you were mentioning it. And I was like, yeah, I was like, Davian, you know, it's my son, Davian, my middle child.
Mm-hmm. Well, you be sure to tell him that then when you pick him up. Okay.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you for your call today. Hey, listen, I think, guys, we got time for one more. Let's go to, I think it's Marcy who's on the line. Who's influenced your life, Marcy?
Mine's more of a divine intervention, but also he influenced me. It was back in the 70s, and I was working in a hospital, and this one lady said, you know, you're going to be a clerk typist, and that's all you'll ever be. So I thought, you know, maybe I don't need this job. Well, a doctor found out that I was leaving, and he said, if, I shouldn't cry.
It's all right.
If you could have done anything in your life, what would you have done? And I said, well, I'd like to have been a PE teacher, but it's too late. And quite frankly, I was in my 20s, but this was in Roswell, and that was too late for me, I thought. And he said, well, you know, it's not too late. What if I paid for you to go to college?
Wow.
And I said, what?
Did he do what? That? Did he do it?
Nobody ever planted that seed. He planted it. I did it. He did it.
And you were a PE teacher for life?
Yes.
Hey, you talk about influence. That's way beyond influence. That's impact. You know, that's a difference when it makes in a life of a person. When you not only invest a word, but really invest your life and sometimes the resources to make a difference. This has been great. Hey, I want to leave you with the question. Stephen, our producer, left with me the other day. He said, you know, at the end of the show, we need to remind people, this is not only fun to hear these stories and wow, how the power of influence works, but to ask the question, make the challenge. Who are you going to influence today in Jesus' name? Who are you going to influence today? Because here's a fact. You're going to influence them one way or another in some way, either by ignoring them or speaking in their life, encouraging them or not. It's really up to you. This is in the circle of control. Influence is in that circle. You have the influence or the control, rather, to influence someone today. Do it in Jesus' name. Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate your help here today. Andrew, Stephen, and Jennifer, who's away on vacation, back soon. Thank you all for your support, your prayer. For Intentional Living. Have a fantastic day. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team, and we'll see you next time right here from Intentional Life Media.